I want to say amen to the choir. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking God once again for this opportunity that has been given to me. We want to thank God for Pastor Minor for allowing me to stand in his stead this morning as he takes a break from the ministry as he gets ready to celebrate his third anniversary. To all my brothers in the ministry, to all my brothers in the ministry, and to all my brothers and sisters in Christ, again, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You never get used to this when you come here to stand in this place to declare the word. Your mind runs a little bit of everywhere and everything. I'd like to draw your attention to John's Gospel, chapter 10. I'll be reading the first six verses of that particular chapter. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him and know his voice. And the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. This parable Jesus spake unto them, but they understood not what thing they were which he spake unto them." O gracious and heavenly Father, we come to present your word that was given to me by your spirit. We ask you now to calm my spirit, control my tongue, keep me a clear in thought and mind and action as I declare your word before your people. Let it fall upon their hearts and mind that they leave here with you in mind. Hide me now behind the cross that I might declare your word. In Jesus' name we pray and for his sake. Amen. From that verses, I'd like to reemphasize verse 3, 4, and 5. To him the portals open, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls them his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he had put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know of his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. I know that this particular passage of scripture is denoting the good shepherd. But from that, the Lord directed me in a different path, but with the same emphasis being on the good shepherd. A distinct voice. A distinct voice. These are some of the voices that I have recognized in my lifetime that we might consider to be distinct in their action or their vocabulary. One man that comes to mind is James Earl Jones, a very distinguished voice among us through his acting skills. It was said that he stuttered and had other problems in his early age that he caused him not to speak well, but he became a well-known voice throughout this world. Some of us might know him as Darth Vader. Some of us might know him from some of the other characters that he done, but his voice was very distinguished. and well known. He even attributed his voice to AI for future reference, so they will be able to use his voice continuously through AI. Another person that comes to mind is Morgan Freeman, well-known voice within the movie industry and a well-known voice for doing commercials and other things. To me, you might have some other voices that you resonate with, but those two resonate with me a whole lot. And then there's Whitney Houston. What a voice. What a voice. She can sing no one can match her voice. No matter who comes after her and tries to imitate her in their singing, they never come to where she got to. Never came to where she got to. But I say all that to say a distinguished voice. In 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 12, God communicated with the prophet Elijah through a powerful wind, an earthquake, and even a fire. But even in all that noise that came from those particular phenomenon, Jesus, or God, spoke to him in a still, small voice. In Numbers 22 and verse 28, he opened the mouth of a donkey and spoke to Balaam, the prophet that was there to curse the Israelites. But he used something that was normally able to speak and caused it to speak. And this was distinct because it had never been done or experienced before by anyone. Then in Numbers chapter 22 and verse 28, God spoke through the mouth. I'm sorry, I backed up, went back too far. In 1 Samuel, I should say, chapter 3, verse 1 through 18, the Lord spoke to Samuel, the prophet, at a very young age. And he was in the temple, and the temple there, and he was asleep. And he heard this voice three times that called out to him. And he went to Eli, the prophet, and said, "Did you call me?" He said, "The next time you hear the voice, just say, 'Here am I. Come listen.'" The Bible speaks out of voices in various contexts, emphasizing the importance in communication, instruction of divine revelation. The Bible encourages Christians to be discerning and learn to distinguish between the different voices, including the voice of God, and their own thoughts, and the world influences, and demonic voices. What does it mean in hearing God's verse? The Bible often depicts God speaking to individuals through dream, vision, direct pronunciation, and prophetic word. But then you can also hear God speak through his Holy Spirit. Some believe that the Holy Spirit guides and speaks to believers through an inner voice that distinguished from all other voices that you might hear. I have a couple of coworkers that work with me. And one of the guys that work with me, we always laugh. He's able to imitate almost any voice that he hears. He's able to mimic them, and it's like, it's amazing. I always tell him, you need to go and do a comic stand-up comedian. You need to go and do that. You need to go exercise that gift. But that's not what we're talking about this morning. There are contrasts between a different voice and a distinct voice. Both describe things that are not the same, but distinct, emphasizing a noticeable or clear separation between those things. The whole difference is while a difference is a broader term and a degree of dissimulation, difference, general simulation, difference simply means not the same as something else, cannot be slighted or significant. The difference can be minor or substantial. But distinct is a noticeable, clear separation. Distinct implies that the difference is easily perceived, often through senses of sight, hearing, smelling, and feeling. One of the persons that I met in my lifetime was our magician, Brother Reed. Brother Reed, I have been knowing off and on for some years. He has never physically seen me, but he's able to distinguish my voice from anybody else's voice that he comes in contact with. I don't know how God does it, but it's amazing when I hear him and come in his presence, and all he has to do is hear my voice, and he's able to identify it with me. All I'm trying to say to you is God's voice is distinctive. And you should be able to distinguish God's voice from anybody else's voice that you come in contact with. Emphasizing the individual distinct suggests that each item has a unique identity, making it separate from others. In this text, John, our writer, writes, and he starts this text way back in chapter 5. Right. He starts his dispute with the Pharisees and scribes and his disciples and the other Jews in his presence. And he starts this dispute because it was a question about his deity. And he goes through this litany of conversation with them, letting them know that I am the light of the world, I am the good shepherd. And he was asking them, he was saying all this to them so that they could understand that he is exactly who he said he was. That Jesus is exactly who he said he was. That he is the Son of God. And when he speaks not of himself, he speaks the thing that his Father has told him to say. To understand, just to pick up, to understand where we're at, there was, in chapter 9, there was a blind man that came in contact with Jesus. And when Jesus passed by, he saw a blind man from his birth. And his disciples asked, saying, Master, who did sin? Did this man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the work of God should be made manifest among you. That's what he was telling them. Now, he said all that he wasn't talking about a physical blindness, because God had the power to fix any physical blindness that anybody had. It wasn't about the physical blindness. It was about the spiritual blindness that they were in. And in order to see, you have to be able to hear God's word. You have to be able to hear. Some come looking for him just as a way of looking for mankind. When he came looking for us and speaking for us and speaking to us so that we could come out of darkness, blindness, and a sense of pride and lostness. So when he gets to this 10th chapter, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door in the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, is the same as a thief and a robber. I want to pause for a minute. Listen to what Jesus said in this emphasis. He says, Jesus came in by the door. And anyone else who does not come in by the door, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. Jesus came in legally. He came to fulfill all the Old Testament prophecy that was declared about him. For it's told to us in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, so that he might do the things and bring us to a place of hearing what God has to say. Jesus came in the line of David, according to the prophecy as declared by Luke in Luke 1 and 32. Yeah. Jesus was born in Bethlehem according to the prophecy as recorded by Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. Jesus was born of a virgin as is recorded in by prophecy by Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Jesus was the rod of the stem of Jesse as declared by Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 1. By the time Jesus came on the scene, his lineage was in place. But he was seen only as the carpenter by the Pharisees and scribes because they could not see or hear from God. But he says something in verse 3. But the emphasis here, keep in mind now, he's talking to the Jews. And he's going to say he's speaking strictly to the Jews because of all the people that should know, they had all the information set before them. We saw it in this morning Sunday school lesson. They had all the examples necessary for them to have the relationship and be able to hear God speak to them. He took them through the Red Sea, and they came out on the other side. He fed them with manna from heaven, and they ate till they filled. He took a branch and threw it in the water and made the water sweet. So they, of all people, should have been able to hear him, but they were locked in ancestry, a sense of ancestry, because they felt like because we heard Moses speak, that was good enough. Because we heard Abraham speak, that was good enough. But what I'm asking you this morning to do is listen for the voice of God. Listen for the voice of God. Listen for his voice. Because there are so many voices, and we see evidence of this every day. We saw evidence of just some 2 days ago. How could a man, a father, a husband, take his 3 kids somewhere and suffocate them and leave them dead? Whose voice was he listening to? Whose voice did he hear? Where was the love that he claimed he had for the thing that he helped create? What voice could drive a person to do something like that to your own flesh and blood? What kind of voice could you hear? It had to be something demonic. It had to be a voice demonic for him to suffocate his own children. And all I'm saying to you is, when you hear the voice, know the voice. Distinguish God's voice from all the other voices that you might hear in this world, because this world has a lot of influence, and the voices that you hear might cause you to do things that you did not plan to do or had no mind to do. Now, he was saying all this because he was speaking to the Jews. But then when he gets to verse 3, he says, to him the portal opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own by name and leadeth them out. The portal here represents the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God came upon Jesus, and everything he did in the power of the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit would open the ears of his sheep to hear his voice. The Holy Spirit will do for you what you can't do for yourself. He will open up your understanding. He will open up your mind to be able to hear that distinct voice of God speaking to you. This ties back to our preceding chapter. The religious rulers were blind spiritually and physically. They were deaf to God's word. They were deaf to him. They couldn't hear him. What stopped you from hearing God this morning? What stops you from hearing God this morning? Ask yourself that. And think about it for a minute. What blocks me from hearing God's voice speak to me? Is it things, places, and people? Or is it just me? With my own ideology, my own mindset, my own thoughts, my own concepts, and my own beliefs that caused me from not hearing God's voice when he speaks to me. But he says something in that last part of that verse. He said, his voice, and he calleth his own by name and leadeth them out. Think back now. When Jesus came on the scene, and after he was baptized and he came up out of the water, and he came and he started going and he started calling his disciples. Look how they responded. He called his sheep by name. Don't you hear him calling John by name? Yes, sir. Don't you hear him calling Peter by name? How were they able to respond? Unless they were able to hear him call his sheep by name. Yes, sir. We got to be careful with some of the names that we give our children, because we might be calling them something that might not be what God wants them to be called, people. He said, Peter. And Peter walked right with him. He said, I'll follow you right away. He didn't ask no question. Peter stood up and he left his boat. John said, was with his brother fishing. And he said, John. And he dropped his net and walked away from what he was doing. He called Nathaniel.
Yes, sir.
He was under the juniper tree. And he said, I heard about you.
Yes, sir.
And he said, come follow me. And he got up.
All right.
And he walked away.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
All I'm asking you to do is listen for that distinct voice this morning. Don't let the other voices fool you and lead you in the wrong direction. Jesus led his sheep out of the sheepfold. And this sheepfold that he was trying to lead them out was Judaism, the cult, the ism, and out of darkness, and out of all the places that they had ventured into because they were deaf to the true voice of God. They had got caught up with materialism. They had got caught up with pride. They had got caught up with all the things that was detrimental to their spiritual hearing of God's voice. What are you allowing to stop you from hearing God's voice this morning? Ask yourself that this morning. When Jesus came to the sheepfold in the morning, his sheep are mixed together with all the other sheep that were there. There was no markings. There was no branding. There was nothing to identify his sheep from the other sheep. But he said he called them by name. He called them by name. I don't know about you, but I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. There was nothing to distinguish his sheep from the other sheep. But all he had to do was call them by name. And they were able to hear his voice. And each one of them left the pen or left the sheepfold following behind Jesus. Then when he put forth his own sheep before him, and the sheep followed him, and they knew his voice. We can identify with that. A parent knows their child's voice. A child knows their parent's voice. We can identify with that. You know your baby crying over anybody else's baby crying. You can identify with this. You know what it means to hear the voice of something. But we are talking about a distinct voice, and your child's voice is distinct to you. God's voice should be distinct to you and to me. Should be distinct to each and every one of us. You and I may have been fooled sometime by people that sounded well. They sounded like they had the voice that you would want to follow. But we discover later on that they weren't the person that we thought they were. But God gives you a chance to get away from that situation. And all you have to do is listen for his voice. And he'll move you away from all those bad places that you might be involved in. But then, from that 7th verse through the 25th verse, he explains this parable to them. He gives them understanding of why he said what he said. And he was saying, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. And he was helping them to understand exactly who he was. But he would mind, keep in mind that he's still talking to the Jews. But when he gets to the 16th verse, he starts calling my name and hopefully your name. He said, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall be my one fold, and I one shepherd. One day I heard the gospel for myself. I heard the voice of Jesus calling my name. And I came listening for that voice. But then when he gets to that 27th verse of this same of this 10th chapter, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The brand and the ownership that God placed on his sheep is the obedience that he asked of each and every one of us. In Proverbs 20 and 12, it says, the ears he gave and eyes he gave to both, that we have both, because he gave unto us that we might be able to see and hear from our Lord. And we look again, he says, my voice is distinguished among all that you might hear. So one day, the shepherd called. And he called that morning. And they said, I'm going up to Calvary Hill. And he went up to the hill. And he allowed them to put a crown of thorns on his head. And they put a ribbon in his hand. And they put a ribbon in his feet. And he had stood there, and they hung him wide. They stretched him wide and hung him high. He allowed them to pierce him in his side. And he stayed there from the 6th to the 9th hour. And he gave up the ghost. And they took him down off that cross. And they put him in the heart of earth. And he stayed there for 3 days and 3 nights. And he said, for this reason I speak loud and declare to men that you must hear his voice. Yes, you got to hear his voice. If you don't hear his voice, you'll miss eternity. Yes, sir. Will you listen this morning? Listen for the voice of God. And they took him down. He put him in the heart of the earth. And he stayed there for 3 days and three nights. But early Sunday morning, he got up. That means by hearing his voice. And we might declare that I'm his child. I'm his child. Let us stand. The door to the church is open. Let us all stand. The door to the church is open. A distinct voice. All I know is that the old folk used to say, when he calls me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Is there one here today? Perhaps the Lord is speaking to you right now. It's time for you to surrender your life to him. Is there one? Is there one? The Lord is calling you right now. You need to listen for his voice. You need to surrender right now. Is there one today? Why don't you come? Is there one? Why don't you come?
Holy Spirit.
Is there one?
Give me the word.
The Lord is calling you right now.
Words on the wings of the morning, the dark night
church
will fade
amen.
Away.
Maybe see.
Speak to my heart.
Amen.
Speak to my heart. Speak to my heart.
Amen. We thank Reverend Bennett for that message. He said several things that we need to be mindful of. One of the things is that we need to learn how to distinguish God's voice. And that means that we need to learn his voice. We need to know his word. And we need to know when God is speaking to us. God loves us and he cares us. And we need to let him know that we hear and we understand his voice. We want to ask that you would prepare your hearts now to be a blessing to Reverend Bennett. We're going to ask that you would all stand, and as directed by the ushers, we're going to ask that you would come around and be a blessing to this preacher.
We want to definitely thank God for these special gifts. Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the preacher this morning. The scripture says, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth forth the corn. And he sure preached this morning. And we want to thank you. And we ask that these gifts be multiplied over and over and bless the man of God. And we pray that the blazing eyes of the white heat of the blowtorch of the Son of God look upon us all as we depart our way. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Again, we thank you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for all that was said and done. Hopefully something was said that you find beneficial to your spirit. And on the way home, it rings in your spirit as God speaks to you. Will you stand? I'd like to acknowledge, good to see my brother in the ministry, Reverend Randall Register. Yeah, even though he's here to visit his uncle, good to see him. And I also saw my other brother, Brother Tory William. Good to see you. Willis, he promised that he was going to come, and he's here. Thank God for both of you, gentlemen. Yes. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. And in my pastor's absence, we thank God for him again for allowing us this opportunity. Most gracious and holy God, we thank you for what was said and done. Lord, I'm listening for your voice. I'm constantly seeking your face. And Lord, we ask that everybody here will hopefully take that mindset. Because Lord, there are so many voices that we encounter on a day-to-day basis. But that we want to be able to distinguish you from all other voices that we might hear. That we might be able to be the obedient sheep and follow you as you lead us from earth to heaven. That we might know that it is in you that we live and move and have our being. And Lord, now we ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Can keep each and every one of them as they travel from this place to their final destination, to their destination. That you may give them traveling grace. And Lord, we thank you now for all that was said and done. In Jesus' name we do pray and for his sake. Amen. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let every heart say amen, 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 and amen. Amen. God bless you. Bless you, man. Bless you, yes, sir. Great job. Bless you. All right.
Bobby Womack. All right. Take care of yourself, preacher. Okay.